A reading from Matthew chapter 18, verse 21 to 35. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him?" "As many as 7 times," Jesus answered. "I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in paying of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I'll pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me and I'll pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had him put in prison until he had paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." The word of the Lord. We have countless stories in our society of people failing to pay back a debt. There is promise after promise. If you are in a country like Zimbabwe, where you are to get bond notes instead of the US dollar which you would have given to the person, only to beg you to bear with them, let alone to return the money, you know how it feels. Maybe one is compelled to pose these questions. Who doesn't have debts they need to pay off? And who wouldn't be grateful to have someone release them from their debts? Realistically, can we certainly expect mercy and pardon when we owe someone a great deal? The use of the number 7 is taken in a figurative way. It should signify a definite but not a specified number. In essence, no definite number makes forgiveness perfect. Jesus made it clear that there is no quantifiable limit to mercy and pardon. We owe God a debt we could never repay, and His mercy towards you and me shows us the way that God wants each one of us to be merciful towards one another. At the core of our being, there is that desire for retribution and revenge. Is it not in our act when we willingly choose the path of forgiveness? We acknowledge the debt of gratitude to God for His mercy in our life. Every act of forgiveness is an opportunity to radiate our inborn godliness. We have countless examples and justification why we must not forgive, but because somehow there will be something troubling and drawing energy out of us.